Today, we are talking about unemployment insurance and how the varied systems of getting that unemployment insurance in the 50 states of the United States can be extremely confusing, labyrinthine, virtually impossible to navigate, and why that is. And we're talking today with Pamela Hurd. She's a professor of public policy at Georgetown University and author of Administrative Burden, Policymaking by Other Means. And Pam, should we talk about Florida?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's hard not to talk about Florida, right?
Okay. Yeah. So in order to set up our focus on here now on Florida, I actually want to just hear a little story from a Floridian, okay? So this is Denise Mines. She's a university librarian who lives in Boynton Beach, Florida. She was furloughed from that job on April 17th. And the first thing she did, she followed all of the steps to get her unemployment benefits in Florida. And it should have been pretty easy, or at least this video from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity makes it sound straightforward.
The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity presents the guide for requesting your reemployment assistance benefit payments. Claimants will need to return to the Connect system every 2 weeks to request benefits. Completing this process submits your request for payment during your weeks of unemployment, even if your claimant.
Okay, but for Denise, things did not go as planned.
I was furloughed on April 17th. My dean called and said that many of the librarians in our system were being furloughed. She did say that I would be eligible for unemployment insurance through the state. I thought that since I was in one of the first waves of people being laid off or furloughed, that maybe I would get my application in under the gun. I assumed it would be a few weeks before my checks started coming.
Let's walk through the steps to request your reemployment assistance benefit payments in your Connect account. First, go to floridajobs.org, then scroll up to the top right icon reading.
I first tried to do the paperwork online, and when that would not complete adequately, I printed out the forms, and I saw that Federal Express was sending the forms for free to Tallahassee. So after I completed my forms manually, I put them in an envelope and I took them to Federal Express. Then after that, I just waited. And a few weeks later, I got my first set of checks, $275 from the state and $600 of the federal money. Mission accomplished. Then I got a very cryptic form that indicated that something was not right with my paperwork. So I sent back in a copy of my letter from my dean saying that I was furloughed and a copy of my W-2 from the last year. And I sent that by mail and by fax. And I didn't really hear anything, but a week or two later, I got one more check, the $275 from the state. And since then, I haven't received any money. I sent everything back a second time and then a third time. And I tried doing different things like different color envelopes and writing funny things on the outside of the envelope so that maybe somebody would open it. But I never heard from anybody. These letters said to go on the website and try to resolve the claim. But I couldn't do that because they had never set up my claim properly. And when I would put in my email or my social security number, it would say it wasn't set up. So I wasn't able to go in. There was a little man walking across the screen telling you how long it was going to take until you were allowed to speak with someone virtually through the website. There was one time that I got through, I think it was on the phone, and she said that she had to push me up to a higher manager. But she stayed on the phone with me while we waited for this higher manager. And we waited 2 hours, and then I lost the call. I felt like I was an invisible person, and I really hoped that somebody was getting their unemployment insurance. But how could it be that I sent letter after letter after letter, and nobody responded to me? I'm still sending letters because I still believe I'm owed compensation from the state. I believe I'm owed somewhere around $11,000. I've been working for over 40 years and I've been paying into the unemployment system all that time. And I feel that now it's time for me to get some of it back.
Well, Denise was actually able to return to her job in August, but by then she'd already lost about a quarter of her annual salary. She's a librarian at Kaiser University, and of course there's a lot of uncertainty with campus life right now. So we asked Denise one last question. What will she do, or would she do, if she's furloughed again?
If I got furloughed again, I would probably take the time to drive up to Tallahassee from South Florida and hand deliver my application to a human.
That's Denise Mines. She lives in Boynton Beach, Florida. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.